Based on advice from the borough's attorney, the members of the Lake and Penn Assembly voted to drop further legal efforts to defend the voter passed initiative known as SOS. The borough said tens of thousands of dollars has been spent so far and that the uphill legal battle would likely not succeed. SOS has been stricken from the borough's books. However, some others will appeal the case with or without the support of the borough.
The sponsors, Mr. Hobson and Mr. Jacko, have decided to go ahead and appeal to the Alaska Supreme Court to defend the initiative.
That's attorney Scott Kendall, who is representing the original sponsors of SOS, George Jacko Jr. and Jackie Hobson Sr. Kendall says Judge Suddick's ruling was badly misinformed and in some areas wrong, and his clients believe an appeal to the Supreme Court will help put the extra layer of protections against Pebble back in place in Lake and Penn. One issue, says Kendall, is that although SOS had been in effect since it was adopted by voters, no permit applications had ever been filed with the borough. That issue is known as ripeness.
Which was actually one of the biggest flaws we saw in Judge Suddick's decision is the case was simply not ripe. There was no conflict of law because no one had ever applied for a permit to see if they could get a permit.
Kendall says other places in the state do have local codes that regulate mining and natural resource development. He says Suddick got that wrong, too. But where those filing the appeal think Suddick is most in the wrong is his lack of faith in local people to govern their own affairs.
What Judge Suddick seems to say is no development projects have to apply for any borough permits because they're simply not sophisticated enough to handle it. And that's a sweeping, a broad sweeping decision, a very disturbing precedent, of course, for all local communities. That for a Superior Court judge to say local communities can't have input, not only is it disturbing, it's clearly in conflict with the Alaska Constitution, which says local governments shall be empowered to make these sorts of decisions to the maximum extent possible.
That, it seems, Kendall and his clients will be continuing the SOS legal battles alone, he says, is disappointing but hardly shocking.
It's unfortunate, but I think it's a financial factor more than anything. They are a small borough, and they've kind of been drugged through the courts in two separate lawsuits, actually, which we eventually got consolidated. And then they were looking at the reality of the Pebble Partnership's attorney's fees actions that were taken against Bella Hammond and Vic Fisher in a different litigation, and I think they ultimately thought the risks were too high for them financially. I don't believe I've heard from anyone they don't think that the initiative was worth defending.
The borough says it's been steeped in legal bills on this and other related lawsuits, including legal challenges brought by Kendall and his clients. The borough says the assembly members recognize the need to fight other battles right now, especially in areas of energy, education, and transportation. Kendall did not say who is providing his funding, although Anchorage businessman Bob Gillum has been the primary backer for all things related to the Save Our Salmon initiative in the past. Kendall says his clients, those dedicated to fighting the Pebble Mine, are well aware that the momentum has swung solidly against the developers in the past year. But he adds that the minerals are still in place, permanent protections are not on the books, and thus the threat, they say, still exists. He says they plan to keep up their efforts. In Dillingham, I'm Dave Benninger.